actually produces some of the shows here. What's your official title, though?
Supervising producer.
Supervising producer. When you do go to WGNradio.com, and on my Facebook page, I'm WGN King John. Later today, you'll see her animated video of us doing speed jokes, which is very clever and makes us funnier than I think we really are. Hey, 312-981-7200. Tell us what was the best joke of the week. How are you going to vote on that?
I actually really enjoyed your letter to the man in Canada.
Oh, yeah. Did you include that in the video?
I did. Okay, the letter is in the video.
That's not an exact speed joke,
per se. No, but it was hilarious.
That guy was funny. He's a good Canadian, eh? So you'll see all of that. What time do you think that's going to be available?
One of our own, Dave Marzullo, is working on it right now. So it should be up within the next few minutes.
Or so.
Or so.
Yeah, just keep going to WGNradio.com. I think you'll enjoy that. So you are going to the Bulls game tonight?
Correct.
Okay,
yep.
And I guess if you're going to go, and what's the capacity going to be, Dave, do you know, at the Bulls game?
25% capacity. So it's somewhere 4,000 to 5,000, I believe.
Yeah. I hope they get that. So what is it like when you do that?
So I actually was shocked that the tickets were so cheap, honestly. I paid $35 for the tickets.
Was it a good seat?
It was decent. I was up in the nosebleeds, but it's not on the baseline. So.
Yeah. Oh, really? So you're kind of, you see the whole court.
You see the whole court.
But it's sort of like the baseball stadiums, too. Even though they're only going to put a few thousand people in there, they're going to spread it out like the place was sold out. So you're distanced from people.
Right. I don't believe there's any courtside seats. It didn't seem like that was a thing.
Yeah,
but I'm not positive.
They don't want you that close to the players. So then what do? You buy your ticket online.
So I bought the ticket online, and then at the bottom of the ticket, it says health check, like check in for your health check. So I clicked on that. It said for more information, go to the venue site. So I went there, and it said to download this app called the Clear app to get your health pass. So I downloaded the app. It's very easy to use. You go on there, and at the top, it's like for your vaccination pass, which they're still working on, which I'm assuming is where you'll put the pictures of your actual vaccination card. And I went to do that, but they're still working on it. And then at the bottom, it was like you register which organization you're going to, like the NBA, the NFL, MLB. You click on which one you're going to attend.
Oh, because this is the Clear Pass app. This isn't the Bulls app.
No.
It's not the UC.
It's a different separate
third
entity.
Party. Okay.
Yeah. So I clicked on NBA, and then it clicked on which team you're going to. I clicked on the Bulls, and then you went through and you filled out your name, and then you took pictures of your actual driver's license or your passport.
Got it.
And you had to be very steady. It was very precise. You had to make sure there was no glares. And then after that, you took a picture of your actual face, like
a
selfie.
So you took a picture with your phone.
Right.
Then saved it to your phones.
No,
pictures.
It's in the app. So you hold the app up to the thing.
Oh.
It registered.
Like
it took
a QR
the picture.
Code almost.
Right.
Yeah.
And then after you do the front and back of your ID or your passport, then you take a picture of your face where you don't upload a
photo.
This
is a lot of information to go to a basketball game, I must say. I mean, privacy, schmivacy, but it's a new world. Okay, keep going.
So I took a selfie, basically.
Right.
Had to make sure my hair was good. So I took a selfie, and then after your face is registered, they make you take like a scan of your face where you kind of look like one of the characters in the music video, what is it called? I don't know. The one where you're like a cartoon. It's kind of like a cartoon.
Take on me?
Yes.
Okay.
So you kind of look like that. They took a scan of your face. And then after that, you put in your actual age.
They didn't want some blood? Keep going.
No. So you put in your actual age, your birth date, your first, last name.
Yeah.
And then after that, it asks you questions like, have you had this symptom, this. If you answer no to all of those, then they ask you if you've been around anybody that have had those symptoms. If you answer no to that, then you're either going to show up green on your health pass or red. So I'm green. I'm safe to go. But it also, on the website, it said if you were red, to go talk to a member at the venue to find out your next steps. So it doesn't seem like you not necessarily can't go
get
to
in.
The... Yeah. So it's
because, right, because red probably was just, I was in the vicinity of somebody who was COVID.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you are. Maybe they'll give you a temperature check or a quick swab.
Yeah, right.
Did they say anything? Like, will there be on-site testing?
It doesn't specify on the website. I was trying to look that up to see if they had that ability. All it said is if you end up having red on your pass to go see a member at the venue.
Producer Aleph just whispered into my ear, the best joke of the week so far on the text line, fish and chips. Fish and chips. Who saw that one coming? Thank you for your text messages. Who won the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug after the news? Stay tuned for that. Hey, Kathy, you're on WGN. What was your comment?
Hi. Yeah, I just heard you talking about sending your vaccine ID in to get the tickets, the pulse tickets. And I'm sure I heard on WGN just within the last day or two, being cautioned never to send your vaccine ID out to anyone over the internet.
That's right, because then other people have access to it. Now they can use it. Maybe they're not vaccinated. They don't want to get vaccinated, but they want to go to a game. So now they've got information. I guess you just have to. Thanks for the call, Kathy. Rely on the security of this thing. You don't seem to be too concerned about all of this.
I thought it was interesting about the actual identification of the driver's license.
Yeah.
Like I was thinking more, oh, I'll take a picture of my face so that way when I get there, they can tell, oh, I'm the same person.
Right.
But the fact that you need the driver's license, I thought that was interesting.
I've gone through airports with less scrutiny than going to the Bulls game that you're going to go to. Boy, they'd better win for all of this.
I think this is going to be more and more common as far as sports venues, and I've had to fill out similar using different apps, including I think the one that you used, and they're all a little bit different, but I do think is something. New York's going to open up their baseball parks to 100% capacity to those who've been vaccinated.
We're out of time. Okay, well, have fun.